Yeah, you know, it was very detailed. You know, we worked at it all week, you know, last week, this week. And we worked on a run game, and we knew that was going to make an impact on this game. You know, I give a lot of credit to those guys. Tell myself as a kid right now, I would have, I wouldn't have guessed that I would be the one to win the MVP. So it's a surreal moment, you know, and it doesn't happen without the guys in the locker room. Definitely. When a doctor told me I couldn't play no more, I just thought, you know, football was over. You know, that's not what I was doing all my life. So it was a shocking moment, but, you know, my dad worked with me throughout that whole process, and he was in the hospital with me as well, and my mom. So just going through that, it just made me grateful for each and every day to be able to go out there and strap up and play this game and just, you know, still be alive for real.
Yeah, you know, you never want to see your brother get hurt, you know. But I know I was going to have to pick up the slack, and, you know, I just wanted to make a positive impact on my team in whatever way possible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he knew he was very important. He always wanted to get better. He put the ball in playmaker's hands, you know. He made a great impact on our offense, and, you know, he brought us all the way here, and we won a Super Bowl. Yeah, he means a lot. You know, when he first got here, he put up NFC Championship. And, you know, that showed the team that he wanted to win. And, you know, we didn't get it that year, but, you know, this year we knew what we had as a team, and, you know, we stuck together, and, you know, he brought in guys that – wanted to win, had the same mentality as him. A great impact. Fans, 12's always got impact on the games. You know, they travel. You know, they support us when we at home. So it's a blessing to have them, and a shout out to the 12s. How you know about that? That's crazy. Yeah. People back from Memphis, that's the only people that really know the nickname Thunder Shoes. So I got that nickname from, you know, I think my mom bought me some light-up cleats as a kid. And, you know, I would go to practice, and every time I ran, the cleats would light up. So my coach, I believe it was Coach Jesse, he ended up naming me Thunder Shoes, and then it just stuck. So, yeah. Yeah, it feels great. You know, I didn't really know about the international fan base that we had, but I'll say for the whole team, I know we appreciate the support for sure. Yeah, defense has been a problem all season. We knew what they capable of, and they knew what they was capable of. So, you know, they held us in the game. You know, when we was struggling to get a touchdown, the defense, you know, picked up the slack, and special teams as well. So, yeah. We just ignored the noise, really. As a team, we know the only thing that matters is what's talked about in the organization. So all the outside noise, we really ignore. We stuck together throughout the season, and, you know, we won a Super Bowl for that. It helps a lot. I feel like as a running back, you got to have that rhythm. You know, you got to get touches. And, you know, like I said, the O-line made my job a lot easier, so that helped a lot. Uh, I think later on in the first quarter or early in the second quarter is when I start to feel it. We start to, you know, break big runs. You know, at first, you know, Mike always talk about it's a softening process. And then, you know, the bigger runs start to come, and that's when I really start to feel it. You know, the O-line had the hole wide open. I just really had to beat the safety and whoever was on my left. Score, look back, it's a flag, and, you know, that's probably the worst feeling ever. But, you know, we won the game, so I'm not going to complain. I got my mom, my dad, and my little brother. It means a lot, especially my little brother and my dad. My dad, he comes out to Seattle all the time and watch games, but he never goes to the game because he don't like crowds. So this is his first NFL game, and, you know, we won a Super Bowl. So it means a lot to me, and I know you're proud of me for real. I wasn't the one that convinced them, actually. My agent convinced them to come out here. So I didn't think he would come. They ended up miking him up and everything. So he got out of his comfort zone.
How personally satisfying is this
night
for you?
It means a lot, you know. It means a lot to me, and I know it means a lot to my teammates, you know, because, you know, we went through a lot of adversity throughout the season, and to be able to make it this far is a blessing. Honestly, I feel like I'm just a team player. You know, I'm not really focused on my personal gains. I just want to make the best impact on my team in the best way possible. Nah, it always feel like a home game when the 12 show up. A lot, bro, because I know how hard he work. I see him every day. Day in and day out, he working hard, doing recovery, eating right, sleeping. So he just goes about everything the right way. And, you know, for somebody like that to get hurt, it sucks. But, you know, I wrote his number on my wrist. I was going to show it when I scored, but, you know, I didn't get the touchdown. So, but, yeah, and he supported me through everything, you know. Yeah, it means a lot to me, and I feel like, well, I hope it shows, like, the people that doubts running backs that, you know, running backs are important all around the league, not just here, you know. Running backs make a great impact. You know, back in the day, people used to love running backs, so I just hope we get that same energy back, you know, sometime soon. kickers are very important. You saw Jake Meyer tonight. He kept us in the game. You know, he kept us in the league, you know, for probably like, I don't know, 2-3 quarters we didn't score a touchdown. So shout out to Jake Meyer. Shout out to Mike Dixon.
Anything else? Thank you.
Thank you.